This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I don't know about you guys, but I have a fat wallet. Not for the reasons you might imagine, because, hey, I work in the media industry, but because of a dirty habit I have of stuffing every single receipt I receive in my wallet. And I've never really given these receipts much thought, let alone a second glance when I'm tossing them out, until I met these guys. Vernon Chua and Justin Chan are the co-founders of Inertia Labs. Founded in 2016, Inertia Labs specializes in the IoT and big data space for the retail sector, with clients in the supermarket, health and beauty, food and beverage, and pharmaceutical sectors. They've developed a solution called Cicada that hooks up your POS system to mine information from retail receipts, and Cicada is currently helping hundreds of SMEs in Malaysia tackle issues like shrinkage and pilferage. They're here today on Open for Business to talk to us about Cicada and what's really going on behind the scenes in the retail industry. Vernon, Justin, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Audrey, for having us on board.
Good to be here.
Okay, so let's just start off with the company itself, Inertia Labs. Any relation to Inertia Group International? Because I think, Vernon, you were attached to Inertia Group, right?
Correct. Inertia Group used to do networks for and our clients were like Telekom Malaysia, Celcom. And we were doing all these large-scale Wi-Fi networks for our clients. And what happened was, as we were doing these projects, we were deploying quite a number of Wi-Fi infrastructure through shopping malls. Mm. And so we had a lot of contact with mall operators and retailers. And as we were deploying all these fancy infrastructure, I was telling these people, the retailers and the mall operators, what a waste it was just to have fiber infrastructure going through their mall, just supplying Wi-Fi. Mm. We could do so much more. And so I started asking them, what would they want to do with this kind of fiber infrastructure? What can we help them to do? Mm. And we kept hearing the same thing over and over again. We need to collect data. We need to collect data. And so we thought, okay, it's interesting. Let's explore how do we collect all these data for you. So the challenges that they found was that the POS space is highly fragmented. One very popular mall in Malaysia, 700 retailers, more than 250 POS vendors. Hmm. And we have this situation where sometimes a retail chain in Malaysia may have more than one POS vendor. Hmm. So if you're trying to integrate all this data, it's very hard to just integrate directly with the point of sale. So what I thought I should do is I should go to Singapore and Hong Kong and see how these retail capitals in this region are solving that problem. And as I went there, I realized, actually, it's still a problem for them as well. Mm. So that really piqued my curiosity. How can we solve this problem? And so we were just thinking, how would we gather all these data from all these retailers across all their different point-of-sale platforms in a way that is efficient and effective? And along the way, someone just suggested, hey, the one common thing between all of them is their receipt printer. Mm. If we can grab the data, that data, we'll grab it across the board. And so we embarked on that journey to solve that problem. And we did. We managed to get the receipt data across all POS platforms. And with that, we launched this product called Cicada.
What does Cicada stand for?
It stands for the Systematic Collection and Analysis of Retail Data.
Oh, what Vernon says, we have to mean something, because in this company, it is a bunch of... is nerds an okay word?
Yeah, nerds, yeah. Quite a bunch of nerds.
Not all of us.
Yeah.
And it has to mean something. And yeah, retail data is what is important in a retailer's business. And with what we've developed, it eases the collection and it eases understanding of it as well.
Yeah. And I couldn't name it something like Yahoo or Bing. It had to make sense. And so the cicada also sounds like the insect cicada, which represents in our Asian mythology, rebirth, immortality. So that's what we hope we can bring to the SME retail sector.
Nice tie, aka nice save there. Okay, so tell me more about cicada. What is
is it? What does it do? And how is it? How does it add value to your POS system?
When it comes to data, everyone wishes they understood it. When it comes to big data, everyone says, yes, we know it, we use it. But more often than not, they don't really utilize the sales information they have. And what we managed to do was with a single piece of paper, a receipt, which has all the information you need from a cashier's name to when the sale was transacted to how much was transacted to even extra information you might put onto it, like members' names, a phone number, you can grab a very rich story. And with that story, we will present it to you in a very easy-to-understand way. Something as simple as sales trends, sales reports, overperforming products, your underperforming products, how well certain cashiers perform. And all that is counted as data, big data, because it will help run your business better if you know the trends, if you know the happenings in your store.
So your website has a few interesting stories on how Cicada helped transform retail businesses. How exactly will retailers benefit from Cicada? Just give us some success stories, or some examples.
Well, for example, one of our clients, so something very simple. Normally, for them to prepare their management reports, would take them three senior managers one full day to gather all the data and to present to management. With our solution, right now, it takes one senior manager 2 to 3 hours. Mm. So there's a productivity improvement just at that level.
Well, here's a fun one. Well, you know how we capture our data all through your receipt. And a lot of times what we've caught on how staff, sometimes even managers, supervisors, how they cheat the system is or are through receipts. We have F&B clients who use vouchers a lot. Mm. And these vouchers, yes, they do track them. And what we do capture, you could probably capture it yourself, but it'll take you a long time. We cut that down. As simple as this. A party of six could come in for a meal, have a good time, 2 hours, they stay back. They ask for the bill, they pay in cash, they walk off. Then when it's nice and quiet, said supervisor can easily record that said transaction. He has his own voucher. He could easily put it in there, sign off on it, staple it, add it in, and take the money out. Because we capture receipts and each receipt has a unique identifier, which is the receipt number, we know that doesn't match the original one, and we'll immediately flag and tell the client, hey, check this out.
Okay, so just to make it clear for myself and for our listeners out there, Cicada is an add-on on top of a retailer's existing POS infrastructure, correct?
Right. Yep, absolutely right.
So you work with other POS system partners?
Yes, we do. In fact, quite a number of our channel partners are POS vendors. And we collaborate with them to deliver value-added services to their end users. And we found a lot of success in that kind of partnership.
Okay. Any other competitors out there doing the same thing, to your knowledge?
Actually, honestly, we've been trying to find someone for one simple reason. If I'm the only one doing it, then it's quite scary because it's a lonely road. And I'm trying to see whether there's someone else out there doing it. Maybe we could learn from them as well.
But Vernon does question it, right?
Yeah.
Are we the only ones doing it this way? I mean, people do like data. And how they capture it, the most common ways are through maybe external hardware, integrating with the POS, or you, the retailer, pushing us the data. How we do it is unique.
It is very, yeah.
And it's fast.
Yep.
No integration required.
Easy to deploy. Mm. And cost-effective.
Okay, coming to that, cost-effective, you charge retailers a monthly fee. So how do you work out the cost structure? I mean, is it based on a fixed monthly fee based on a number of services required by retailers, or is it a percentage based on the retailer's business revenue? How does it work?
We charge a flat monthly subscription fee for our system, which you can log on online and use anytime, anywhere you want. It's about 149 ringgit. Per month, per outlet, 2 points of sales. And of course, the larger you are, clearly we can do a project pricing and all that. But by and large, our standard package is at that value.
Okay. Does Cicada offer personalized business intelligence? As in, is it customizable to a retailer's needs?
Yes. As Justin likes to say, because we built everything in-house, We don't have to report to anyone overseas or anywhere else on what we can or cannot do with our system.
Yep.
So, yes, in fact, very often, as we are going across all these different retail verticals, for example, pharmacies to supermarkets to fashion, we find that each vertical has their own idiosyncrasies.
Mm.
And so we have to adapt, and we do. So we do personalize it according to their requirements.
And I think in the next step, because right now people do want to know how the business is doing, but a lot of times they can't understand how to read the data. So I think one of the stages we're going to do next is helping you understand your data. I think there'll be a phase to consider, or we're looking into this year as well, isn't it?
That is true, yeah. Actually. Quite a bit of the feedback that we get, from, especially from these SME retailers, is that, you know, we don't have the skill set, we don't have the know-how. Our IT team is two people running around making sure our point of sale doesn't fail. And, you know, we want to study all this information. You know, how else can you help us? And so, yes, so we're looking towards providing that kind of service as well.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break now for some messages. But when we come back, we speak to the guys from Inertia Labs about the future of the retail industry. Open for Business with Inertia Labs. We'll be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. In the studio with me today are the co-founders of Inertia Labs, Vernon Chua and Justin Chan. Guys, you work with SMEs and retailers behind the scenes on a daily basis. Maybe you can tell us just what kind of issues these retailers are facing, because it's not really been the easiest thing to do to survive in the retail industry over the last few years, right? So what are the problems that these retailers are facing at the moment?
Well, I can start first.
Sure.
The ones which are most obvious would be the rise of e-commerce. You know that. And the more this happens, the less people go into stores. As people go into stores, the less they can survive, because no one's buying anything from them. And a lot of the Malaysian workforce, they work in the retail industry, be it waiters, clerks, they work the till. And if this slowly diminishes, where do they go? A great example is, look at America. The biggest job over there is what? Truck drivers, isn't it?
Mm.
East to west, west to east. But with the rise of AI driving, where do the truck drivers go? True, that sometimes they're a bit dangerous when they drive in late at night, but a huge workforce is just gone.
And not just the truck drivers. You've got all the rest stops that people, that these truck drivers you know, frequent when they're on their trips. And even those businesses will suffer as well.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. Another huge issue that I consistently hear from retailers is actually manpower issues. They have lack of manpower, available manpower to man their stores, to man their restaurants. That's a huge issue that they face every day. And that's one of the things we hope that our solution will be able to help retailers with, because we give them all sorts of information regarding how busy their stores are, what are their busiest periods, whether it's in terms of time, in terms of days, in terms of days of month. With that kind of information, we hope that they can better plan their resources during these periods. But yeah, that's a huge challenge that retailers have, manpower.
On top of theft.
On top of theft,
yes.
Correct.
Theft.
Yes. Theft. Yeah. Shrinkage and pilferage is the politically correct term.
My bad.
Yes. So, because you can imagine, Malaysia is still primarily a cash-based society. I believe we're about, 68% to 70% still cash.
Correct.
Right? And so there's a lot of temptation for some of these staff or workers at the cashiers at these restaurants, at these retailers, in their free time to start thinking, oh, how do I come out on top of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do we beat the machine?
How do we beat the machine? And so, yes, a lot of controls have gone into place over recent years in terms of the point of sale, what they try to do. But by and large, it still happens. So because we capture data in real time and we capture the receipt, a receipt is an external document. It is external to the point of sale. It is a legal document that you give to your customer. Whenever we compare and fact check that receipt back against your point of sale, From time to time, we do come up with the discrepancies, the variations between what we have versus what is actually in your point of sale. And we've caught it across different clients of ours, and we've caught these fraudulent behaviors. I'll give you an example of one of the ones that we caught. A particular F&B retailer, they, on one of their outlets, we noticed that void receipts started happening very consistently past 9 o'clock, close to business closing hours. And it's very consistent. Every day, they will see all these void receipts happening. And on top of that, about 4 to 5 weeks later, the void receipt will then be recalled and it'll be activated again as a real receipt this time, as a live receipt. And so we, of course, brought this to the attention of the retailer. And to them, this is a huge anomaly. And what we suspect was happening was that the supervisor or the manager in that store was playing with the void receipts so that he or she could take the excess cash from the till. And he or she would then reactivate the receipts 1 month down the road, which, by the way, the retailer was not aware that they could do, so that they could reduce the number of void receipts they had in their under them. So it would not flag any suspicions.
So all that time next to the till gets you really creative sometimes.
Sometimes, yes. Especially when it's very quiet and there's nothing much to do. And we are very creative Malaysians. We just love to think of ways to make our lives easier.
So, of course.
You know, I've got another fun story. I'm not sure if we should be sharing this because they might use this. They might use it. But the thing is, it's not just void receipts. It's the reprint of receipts. Okay, imagine this. You're out with a couple of friends. Happy hour time. The promo is amazing. X amount for 4 glasses. You know there'll be several tables ordering the same promo. You ask for the receipt. He comes with the guest check. You look at it. Yeah, that's correct. You put the money down. What do you would normally do, or she, come back with a reprinted receipt of another table which ordered the same thing. If you had a good time, you don't really care about the receipt, you pocket it, you go home, you throw the receipt away. Hmm. What the guy now does is keep your money in his pocket, and in the till, what you had ordered, he'll cancel it all. And you'll keep repeating the same receipt for any other table that's the same order.
Wow.
And guess what? We track every receipt that's printed, so we can track, wait a minute, why is this receipt number being reprinted 30 times over an hour? We flag it. It's a trend. It's a funny trend. It's a funny habit. And that's what they do. That's what they do to cheat.
Who does this tracking?
So our system automatically detects all these things. Our clients have access to the dashboard, and when they see it, they should investigate it. Yeah.
Inertia Labs, a relatively new company. Cicada, relatively new product. What have you been doing to market your product and to help more retailers adopt your system?
Besides coming on BFM? well, yes, actually, right now we're going all out to reach out to all these retailers. We're calling them. We are attending events to meet them.
Speaking at events as well.
Yeah, speaking at events. We're trying to bring ourselves out into the media.
Yep. Social media advertising, maybe?
I don't think there's a need for that because how well, maybe they will be in due time, but right now we're very B2B. As you see, we speak to the business owners. The consumers, they enjoy what the business gives them, but we want to protect the business owners and the businesses.
Do you actually go out to mom-and-pop stores and introduce them to the service? Because, I mean, where I'm coming from, they are the ones that require most assistance with onboarding. Of course, they are also the ones most likely to not make any changes to their business because they're either uncomfortable with change, they're quite comfortable with how they're doing it, or maybe they just can't afford to take the risk due to, you know, different factors. Are you guys actually going out there to these smaller businesses?
Justin, are you?
Since this company was birthed, every time I go out into any store now, I look at the receipt because there could be mistakes in the receipt alone, which I will bring up to the business owner, and I observe how they do transactions. And if I know there's something funny going on, I will normally call the owner direct. When it goes to these smaller stores, you don't just address them. I guess it's across the board. So not just small.
Yeah.
Middle, big, all of them. Yeah.
And we now have a very strange habit where wherever we go, we always check the receipt. Because you see how they do things. Yeah.
I will be doing that too from now on. So what is your subscription base like at the moment? Because I remember reading that in October 2018, just a couple of months ago, you were at 200 plus SME strong, right?
Yep, we're about there, yeah. Still growing.
Okay, and what is the goal for this year? What is Inertia Labs' New Year's resolution? What is the number that you're hoping to get to? When will you be satisfied before the next stage comes into play?
Well, we are targeting this year at about 2,000 to 3,000 retailers that we want to target. Yeah, because we believe that what we have is very easy to deploy and very scalable for all these SMEs. Very often, when we speak to these retailers, they are very unaware that, firstly, that such technology exists, and secondly, what kind of information they can get out of this. And they're very surprised because many of them, they're still using very simple basic Excel spreadsheets. Some of them may have their own BI tools. But once again, they only know what they know. And where we come in, we bring in a collective knowledge as we are learning across many different verticals, many different businesses. All the knowledge that we gather, we keep putting it back into our platform. So it really becomes more and more powerful as more and more people join this platform. And so, yeah, I think that's an achievable number for us.
So pre-series funding round A happened in December 2017. That was worth about 1.8 mil. And you also received the Cradle Investment Program 300 grant. Any plans to raise more funding in the near future?
Absolutely. In fact, very good question.
Who wouldn't welcome more money?
Absolutely. No, because at this juncture, because we've got a very stable platform going, it's a technology that has matured quite nicely. We are actually intending to scale much faster. As I mentioned earlier, we want to try and hit 3,000. We are looking right now to raise a Series A funding because we're getting a lot of attention even from Germany. Yep. Very surprisingly, last year, a German company contacted us out of the blue. And they are interested in our technology. And right now, in fact, next week I'm traveling to see them to start doing proof of concepts with them and to demonstrate to them that our technology actually works. So there is a global potential to what we're doing. And so, yes, we do intend to scale. And we would love to scale to, at least in our backyard first, to Singapore, to Thailand, to Indonesia and the Philippines. And all of that will require resources. Yep. And I'd like to thank you for bringing up the Cradle's Chip 300. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank them for their grant, and they're really helping to support the Malaysian startup ecosystem.
All right. Also, you just mentioned that you hope to scale to other parts of ASEAN. Any plans for a Cicada 2.0? Because I know you guys heavily invest in R&D and into your product.
Of course. It's not going to be a system that I believe will ever achieve perfection. So we're going to keep perfecting it. So one of the things we're going to do now is to integrate with loyalty vendors, loyalty systems. Right now we're capturing sales data. Now, what we want to do next is to help these retailers. In fact, we've started with one already where we integrate their point of sale with the loyalty vendor, make it much easier for their staff to process these things. The other thing we want to do is integrate with video analytics. So once again, it's something that we're already testing on. We're trialing it at one of our client sites. What this means is that the data from their CCTVs, we will want to match it together with the point of sale data to give them an extra dimension of data. So everything that we're doing now is to build on the sales data that we already have and to give retailers more and more dimensions of data that will help them to make decisions. Another thing we want to do is, of course, integrate now with their inventory system so that they can see stock in, stock out, everything on a single platform. And also, it will help to reduce further shrinkage and pilferage as well.
I've been speaking with the co-founders of Inertia Labs, Vernon Chua and Justin Chan. Now, if you miss any part of this show, you know what to do. Go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also listen to us on the BFM app, available now on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And we are also on Spotify, so you can listen to this podcast anytime on the music streaming app as well. Just before we go, guys, you know, if listeners out there need more information about Sicarda or Inertia Labs, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, just head on down to www.inertialabs. That's INNERGIALABS.com. Our number is there. You find our office there as well, and just give us a call. We'll take it from there.
Okay. On behalf of Vernon Chua and Justin Chan from Inertia Labs, my name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.